Jörn, wie schaut's aus?
Fucking DNS doesn't work.
I think that's all by the way. Okay, dann Jörn, kann ich da?
Jörn? There's also a demo tomorrow.
Okay, the technical setup is finished, so welcome to the first real talk for this Windows Audio Conference. Uwe Nono Capella, most famous for his QJack control application, for his QSampler front into the Linux sampler, for the QSynth front into the Fluid Synth, and now for a small project which he secretly demoed to a few people last year, the QTractor. Sorry, this is screensaver. And before he starts, the usual way of working, after the talk you have chance for questions. If you have questions, raise your hand so that you can hear the microphone, so that everyone can listen to your questions and the answers. Oui?
And I think to make a less formal this talk, this is only a presentation of a pet project that I'm doing at home. It's a hobby project, and it's not a formal presentation or a paper presentation. Originally, it wasn't to be a paper. Okay, that's a bit strange. It's wanted to be a demo of the software, because this is no, what do you say, academic work. So it's not quite a paper. So the first question is from you: what is QTractor? QTractor is a multi-track sequencer with recording capabilities. It has audio capabilities and MIDI capabilities, going in playback and recording. So most of the time it uses the multi-track paradigm, multi-track recorder paradigm, so the tape recorder. It is in Linux, of course, we are in Linux audio friends. Infrastructures, main infrastructures, audio infrastructure, jack, and main MIDI infrastructure, also sequencer. It was written in C++ using the Qt toolkit from Trojan. It is GPL software. It will be GPL software. It is not closed source, but not, it's GPL. It will be released when it will be released, an official package, or it will be released in GPL, and it is already an open source software, because it is also in SoundForge repositories, CDS repository. So, it has to be for the own studio, not for the professional studio. I'm sorry if you were mistaken. It's for a person that almost his time stays in his bedroom making some noises like he does with some known software in Windows or in Mac. Like I call it the techno boy bedroom studio. So you may ask, why not hardware? Why you don't put effort on hardware, on developing hardware? Because really all Linux hardware needs a very strong digital audio workstation. Okay, that's a very good question, and I feel guilty because all my coding efforts are not towards hardware, but I made yet another track sequencer. But it all started why? I came to Linux audio very recently. I was a Windows programmer before. A hardcore Windows programmer. So until 1988, when I discovered web programming with PHP and MySQL, and then I see the power of Lion Linux. Then, after the Millennium 2001, 2002, all my desktops gone to desktop and laptop gone to Linux, definitively, in the desktop environment. And I was dreaming to be a musician or a rock musician. Then I will come to the electronic music. And I have programming skills for almost a decade before. So why I won't do it in Linux? Linux is open, Linux is free, Linux is for me. First, as a hobby. And this still is a hobby in what concerns Linux audio. So I want to learn how to do it, something with Linux audio. And then I discovered Jack, discovered Alsa. So I just put things together and came up with a project. I have to tell you a little secret. Qt trajectory is evolving, but as a moving target in the project. It will change because now it's going out of stealth mode. It's like a startup that's going out of stealth mode. Now I'm announcing Qt trajectory for you. This is for everyone now. What I was telling you, I was thinking about making a clone of Ableton Live. I'm sorry if the guy of Ableton is here. But my first thought was, I want to make something as good as Ableton Live in Linux. And I started from scratch with Qt, maybe QXTL, QSync, and other things. But meanwhile, I was putting together the pieces of a sequencer, a partial sequencer. Suddenly, I was with a Qt trajector, something that is the same paradigm of Cubase or maybe Cakewalk, because Cakewalk was the kind of software that I was using as a toy before. I'm not professional in professional musician. I'm a lousy musician. Yeah, I can hardly say if I am a musician. I just make sounds and noises. And, I have been too many time programming, and I want to learn from the basics. But with the Jack and also infrastructure. So that was it. Now you have my excuse for not doing art and doing creature from scratch. So, but it's still in alpha stage on development, but it's still working. Tomorrow it will be a demo, a hands-on demo, where you could just already pre-install it into the computers. If it is not in the latest version, we can pick it up from CVS SoftForge. It probably is full of bugs. I didn't know this one, but I know from my experience that the users are the best persons to find bugs in our software, not the creator. It's like the universe in GoPro. So it's open for business, for users, new developers, players, and everyone that wants to make it a direction for this, because it is all, SketchUp is still in the bare bones. What you need for the project, for what is the dependencies? Of course, this is Qt4 application. It was originally a Qt3, but I migrated last. I ported migrated. I don't know if what the correct term. After the last summer, after the last conference, and it took 1 month to port all the code base. You need check, you need also, of course. All of audio file support is done by a Lux SMD file from the Castro group. Everybody uses this, I think. And optional. You have a little on Vorbis for compressor, what's the compression? And LeanMap for MP3, but you can only playback MP3, not recording. All of the other formats. You can record the audio in the directly, or direct to disk in the old forms, for example. It's not new, and you have real-time sample rate conversion. If your audio files are not got the sample rate of Jack, it can use the sample rate from Gary in Castle again. I don't know if he's here. I would send, of course, the appearance of the GUI. This is an aspect of the GUI. It's already in the watermark of the slides. So you look, it's very similar to what? You have seen this already. Of course. This is not innovation, it's not an invention. This is just a damn clone of something, isn't it? Okay, it's true, this is a clone of Cakewalk. Cakewalk, now it's Sona, but at the time it was Cakewalk Pro Audio, what I really used to be. So, business as usual for the GUI, it's very standard. The window, I can push the back because it's better than the words. You have toolbars, you have each line, each string depicts a track. You can overlay over the track what I call clips. Clips are parts, or it will be explained later. But you guys say it now. It are parts, the whole or part of an audio file or a MIDI file. This we are only talking about standard format files. Nothing is new here. You use standard audio files and standard SMF, so standard MIDI files. All that audio and MIDI data are stored in audio files and in SMF files, standard MIDI files. So you have a main window workspace, is the canvas where we put the windows in the area that many colors, and the two extra two windows here where you put connections between Qtract and external applications, as it's been created with Jack and also the sequencer. It's obvious how do you connect now, how do you connect external applications to your router. So connections window, you will see that is using QGXCT technology. There's a mixer, a very bare-bone mixer that depicts this stream. So you can look at it. It's the picture. I can go back to the computer. This is too many. Yeah. also very familiar. But this is part of Kucheka, it's not QGCTL. So, no innovations, no invasion. No, it's only using, reusing code. And this is not reusing in an object-oriented manner, it's cut and paste manner. So, let's go forward. The windows, but it doesn't matter now. So, what we have depicting what Qtrack does, what it represents when you have this GUI. It's a session, okay, nothing new now, again. Arduino has sessions too. But here, a session doesn't hold audio or MIDI data, nor probably the Arduino. Arduino is a subdirectory, a session is a subdirectory, you put all products of the session under that directory. Qtractor only has a description where the files are over the zoom state. The details and cursors or something. The bus configuration, this is a concept the AI think maybe is wrong, but is the only one that I remember. What is a bus injector? A bus injector is a set of ports, of jack ports or jack or house ports. So it's only for you to route your incoming data, audio or MIDI, or routing outside data for outside of the application. I call it bus here. It's not the same bus concepts of the multi-track tapes or multi-track mixer. Okay. So probably this deserves a better explanation than the other thing. So you have a MIDI instrument map. Also, a session has a MIDI instrument map. What a MIDI instrument map is. You take a track is assigned to a MIDI channel. A MIDI channel is assigned to a patch instrument. I have to say also that my relation with MIDI is with external the hardware. I have external MIDI synths and I control it in MIDI. And I have to know that this track belongs to that instrument, or that synth, or that patch of the synth, and that's the way I implement MIDI instrument map. Very similar and equal to the cakewalk instrument definition file. So, that one thing. Another thing that I didn't innovate, just borrowed. And that probably is not very legal, but it deserves some acknowledgement, of course. There's other components, files, tracks, clips. This is an SD application. This is, I think, is an acronym coming from Windows. It's a single document interface. You only have one session or at one time loaded at Qtractor. You don't control that with several sections. The sessions. So, each session is a session is a. I think you understand what is a session. Yeah? It's the work, what is you are working now. It is a list of the tracks and a list of the clips that you, the sequence of the clips that you are playing or recording. So, a session is locked to the sample rate. The main engine, the master engine is the jack. The jack is the master engine, audio engine, for synchronization, internal synchronization for Qtrack. I said that there is a sample rate conversion, that's only playback. Audio files from different sample rate are converted in real time, in on the fly, so it's better to say, when you are playing. One design decision, early design decision that I made was, this is for the techno boy bedroom something. So you only have 1 BPM, no tempo map. Yet, okay? You can change, of course. So, Kitchak is to make the retirement dance music. So I thought this is my listening.
Is it constant or fixed BPM?
You can change it on the fly. No? Yeah, but when you change it, it becomes the BPM of the whole session.
Okay.
So if you play it back, if you go back, rewind, you start the session with a new BPM. So files is only a file selector, or like an organizer for you to put your files, audio files and MIDI files, in the screenshot that list that was on the right. I can go back, but it would take longer. So, but I think you have the feeling what is in this file selector. It's only the place where you list the files that they are in use or in the session. That's that. The model of multi-tracking music making, first you have selecting files, you put files on arrangement, pause the arrangement, then you mix down the arrangement. Yes, that's the way I think is everybody does multi-track music making. Of course, this is Techno Boy bedroom. Remember, always remember that. So what I say, all the file support is from LibVorbis. And Omniscient SMD5, LibMap for MP3. MIDI file support, I coded all the stuff for reading and writing MIDI. It's not much, it's a standard. Yeah, I didn't bought the MIDI organization. So I just picked some code here, some code there from other projects in the GPL 10th or hour, okay? But it was coded from scratch. So, clips are the elements, the fundamental elements of an arrangement or session in Qtractor. This might seem very, very simple, but so if you are obvious. So if you ask why I'm doing this, I'm talking about this. No, I have to say something here in Qtractor. I don't know if you are understanding already, or is this is just a question. What is this? So the main feature. I forgot to say one thing. The main feature that is the user friendly and user usefulness of the. Everything is drag and drop. You move things with the mouse. I'm sorry for the people that have disabilities, but everything in Qtractor is made with the mouse, with the hand, with the eye. So everything is drag and drop. Drag and drop, mouse selected, and so on. It's a GUI thing. So common line experts are outside of this kind of stuff. So, a clip has a name, of course, has a location in the arrangement, in a track, in a timeline. Has an offset. An offset is the place in the file where the clip starts, or the clip is defined. So, as I said, a clip can represent the whole of a file, audio or MIDI, or a part of a file, a segment of that file. And it has a fade-in, fade-out, just to manipulate the volume, the gain of the volume in audio, and the velocity of the notes or the elements in the MIDI. So as I said, it's always done with the mouse. The work in the canvas, like that part where we show waveforms and piano rolls. And you have several selection modes, you select one clip after another, you select a range of a clip, a range is all interval of all clips, and a rectangular is a rectangular rubber band that you select, and you select that segments of that clip, and then you can manipulate with editing, like cut, copy, paste, delete, drag and move. It's the way of it, to edit the session You put clips, then you shop the clips around. Train, shop, move, and that's the way. There will be, it's already in the works, a MIDI, this is the part for audio. So I already said the piano roll editor. It's not ready. The current version of Contractor doesn't have a MIDI editor. So it's one of the parts that are almost ready, but okay, it's not. It's time. It takes my time, of course, my family time too. So this is kind of all the editing is non-destructive. It doesn't alter the audio files that you put in the session. It doesn't alter the MIDI files that you put in the session, unless you are recording it. If you are recording, you are changing the file system. You are creating new files. But after the recording stops, it's regular files as usual. As the other, and you put clips and chop and clip and cut. And do your redo is fully enabled. Every operation can be undone and redone again. So. Zoom and resizing, of course, it's a visual thing, so you have to put things in greater and smaller as you want. So, the tracks, the definition of a track, the sequence overlapping clips. Clips can overlap. It doesn't mean to have to be exclusive, one after another, you can go overlap. There's no crossfade in audio yet when you overlap two clips. When I mean crossfade is the adjusting the gain for having the same power. I don't know if it's correct, my idea. So if I'm not, just make me stop. Hey, that's not correct, okay? It's my idea. It's everything is my implementation. I just, as I said, this is a hobby. I made it my free time, in my spare time. And in I am aware that my implementation of this model. Model of this paradigm of dealing with audio and dealing is not the most correct, but it works at least. You can hear something. You won't hear now because I'm not in the computer in my laptop. So I'm sorry, but there tomorrow will be a demo, and you will see Q-Chapter fully working and making some noise, some techno noise. So, internals. How do I make these? No. Jack is master. Or master is Jack. When I call it here the master thread, I'm talking about the process, the cycle of the callback, API of Jack. So, this is the context, the thread context that masters all synchronization in Jack. So I call it audio buses, but they in reality are sets of a number of jack ports, input or output. For audio clips are represented by a file. An audio file is buffered, and each buffer has an audio thread that are pumping inside data or outside if you are recording. Solution is the usual thing, a log-free ring buffer, I hope it's log-free. That is filled and empty with 1 second threshold. And what I mean with this, when at least there's 1 second missing or due to be recorded, I commit the thing from or to disk. At least each buffer, it's a ring buffer, holds 4 or 5 seconds. I don't remember what is the last constant that I put in the code, but it holds 5 seconds of audio. And if this buffer is empty 1 second, then I put the cyclist disk, is what I mean with this 1 second threshold. Just go ahead. What is the meaning in G? Okay. I already there in Alpha Sequencer. I'm just using the API of Alpha Sequencer and putting in sync with the audio engine. So it looks very simple. If you have a constant tempo, it's much simpler. So we have I call it slave thread to form MIDI output. That it are synchronized with a sequencer in a queue with 1 second in advance. I enqueue the alpha sequencer events with 1 second ahead. You are understanding what I'm saying? So if you don't, just raise your hand. So MIDI buffers are also the alpha sequencer ports, and the time stamping is all done in the alpha sequencer context. It's a disaster for skew between the time, the audio thread. But I always use MIDI clock, not MIDI clocks, MIDI quartz notes or MIDI click ticks for synchronizing the MIDI, MIDI timing on the queue. So this is the simple form of the block diagram, very simplistic. What is the internal of queue tracker? Input bus is a set of open force for input. This is the part for recording. Recording is capturing material, audio material or MIDI material into clips, into new clips. The new clips are put in tracks. Tracks are a timeline of clips. On playback, the fundamental part of queue tracker for playback is doing mix down for the output buses. Output buses are the output ports of audio or MIDI. It's the same one. Each one of the that blocks that are input bus tracks has a volume control, an independent volume control, an independent panoramic control. It only works now. It only works for stereo. Multi-channel are or how do you say? I cheat. Multi-channel. And the audio tracks and the audio buses, you can put a plug-in chain currently on a LATSPER. A LATSPER plugins you can chain on input buses for input ports, each track and each output buses. So, in summary, we have a multi-threaded application. One other thread, master thread, is the implicit check thread. We have one thread for each clip for doing the disk I/O. One MIDI for input, for polling and listening for MIDI events, and another for putting out MIDI events, so MIDI output thread. This is the internal design of the engine of the application. So, QTracker supports session level loops, so you mark the loop start and the loop end point, and he plays in a loop. The support is not a transport level loop. It's already at the buffer level. This guy, for example, for audio, the loop support is already at the disk I/O thread level. Data is buffered with the knowledge we have a loop. Not a transport that you seek when you go to the end of loop, you just seek all to the loop start. No, it is seamless. It won't have any drawback, the dropout when you go to the beginning of loop. So when a loop, the the next sample of the loop stuff is already in buffer. It's a hardwired inject transport support. You don't opt in if you have check transport support or not. It's always has check transport support. Okay, and that's a design decision too, but it works. One thing that I was very happy to accomplish is putting MMC MIDI machine control in KubeTracker. I know several people don't use very much that this facility for controlling hardware, nor do I. But I have a small audio USB control surface from Tascam that I use very much. In and I implemented the MMC support in that device. I think it was the last time it was committed to us a few days ago. And you can, as a control surface, you can control the transport and the track and the recording and the mutes and the solo tracks with the external control surface. But there is no specification for soloing a track in the MMC specification. That's why there is an asterisk in the solo. I made my own. I invented this. This is an invention. I found a hole in the specification, or in the hardware vendor's specification of their implementation of MMC, and then, oh, this code is open. That lets you. So this isn't really new. It doesn't work with anything else. Only with the US Tascam audio interfaces and KubeTracker. So this is the only feature of KubeTracker, really. So sorry. Okay, this is the model that I want to talk about. Tracks support multi-channel in audio. Not only stereo. The number of channels are determined by the number of channels of the output bus, the number of ports of the output bus that I assign to a track. If for recording, the number of channels of the recorded file is the number of channels of the input bus. For playback, the number of channels of playback for mixed down is the number of channels of the output bus. Number of ports that the output bus. Remember that bus may not be the same idea that you have of bus. It's just the number of ports, a set of ports that you have for output or in the case of recording.